您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
When Chinese people go on a trip by train, our first meal choice is usually instant noodles. However, China Railway Corporation is saying no to these cup instant noodles during the Spring Festival travel period this year. So, what are people going to eat? That is a fascinating question for me. 坐火车吃泡面似乎是回家的正确打开方式呢。试想饥肠辘辘的人慢慢回家路，一杯冒着热气的方便面是多么和谐的画面啊。然而最近铁总负责人表示，高铁不再出售方便面，原因是味道太大，不利于空气质量。不让吃泡面也难以买到传说中的食物原盒饭，这叫春运大军如何是好呢？ So guys, now I don't get my cup noodle on the train trip home. What is going on here?
Yes, how dare they, Yang He Yang.
Taking that away from me and so many people.
Yes, well, as the Spring Festival is approaching, according to Huang Xin, the Deputy Director of Transport Operations at China Railway Corporation, she said in a radio program that instant noodles would not be sold on high-speed railway trains. And she continued to say that while the sealability of high-speed railway trains is pretty good, the smell of instant noodles is strong. Thus, it's not good for the air quality inside the trains, and some people may not feel comfortable with that smell. And meanwhile, the company says that the many kinds of set meals will be sold on trains to meet passengers' demand. However, a reporter from Jiangsu TV found out that this train that she has been on from Nanjing to Shanghai ran out of the 15 yuan tray meals when, you know, like when they're in the process of like going from one location to another, rather than they, like, these set meals got sold out in the probably the first 15 minutes, then they run out and can't replenish their stock until they arrive in Shanghai.
Yeah. So two things are going on. One is no instant noodles, at least you can't get them on the high-speed train. And second is those cheap, well, 15 yuan meal boxes, that's considered pretty cheap these days.
Yeah.
And for some reason, it's very difficult to get your hands on. Mm-hmm. So what is people going to eat?
You can still bring your cup noodles with you.
Or buy the 40 yuan meal box,
which is
probably what they want us to do, spend more.
They're very expensive, but they're very, very bad.
They Have you had them before?
Bad. Yes, I've had them twice, and neither of them taste good.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, people have been complaining about the bad quality meals on the train all the time. Even before the age of bullet trains, the regular green trains, you can buy those not very tasty 盒饭 from the conductors, and it always tasted not very pleasantly. So I have to say it has been a rampant problem for the railway, for the train system all along.
Okay, but it sounds like aren't the authorities more or less taking a little bit more of a slice away from us of the choice of having to spend less and eat on the train?
I'm not sure. I don't know. Like, I think this encourages people to make their own food and take their favorite food on the train, whether it be instant noodles or fruits or something healthier than instant noodles, maybe. I mean, instant noodles isn't the healthiest of all food, and it does really have a strong smell.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
And some people doesn't like the smell. I remember once when I was traveling on the train, and the person in in front of me, like, they were eating some garlic-flavored instant noodles, and it smelled so bad, and the train was unbearable for, like, at least 3 hours afterwards. Oh. And you can't open the window because windows are sealed, right?
Yeah, because it's a high-speed train, and that is one of the necessities. Keep the place sealed like a box and, you know.
So try to upgrade the ventilation system then.
I'm so glad you brought that up. So there's all this bad smell, but there should be better ways to deal with it, right? Ventilation, so more airflow in and out, and and also, the smell is just not the root cause at all. A whole bunch of our listeners have been saying, even if you eat the lunch, the meal box, that's going to smell as well.
Yeah.
So stop blaming the instant noodles. And we love our instant noodles, but now you don't really get that choice.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just hooked to that fact that I no longer get that on the train.
But this new regulation is not about you can't eat instant noodles anymore. It's actually about, well, instant noodles will be not sold on the bullet trains in the future, but you can still bring your lovely, adorable instant noodles with you. And as the boiled water is very convenient for you to get on the train, so you can make your tasty instant noodles.
Yeah, so at least they're not banning it, all right. You can still have it on the train. And our WeChat listener, Mao Mao, has something to say regarding this topic and said, well, she went to India to travel some time ago, and on an Indian train, she saw that everybody was eating curry, and Indian curry has a very strong smell.
Yes.
And why wasn't it a problem? Because all the windows were down. So the ventilation was fantastic at the time. And shouldn't we try to learn that? Ha 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 ha. Yeah, she's being very sarcastic. This comes back to what Luo Yu has suggested earlier. A better ventilation system is definitely needed. Yes, and Shirley says lunch boxes, whatever meal boxes, they have a whole bunch of smell. And why can't I have my instant noodles? Yes, that is a good question. But the railway should, what should it do instead of just banning things?
I think probably a wider array of different foods should be provided by the train. I mean, you can't just banning the idea of 15 quiet lunch boxes, right? I think you have to replenish the 15 kwai lunchbox as soon as possible. That's one thing. And second, I mean, I just want to say banning the 15 the instant noodle is not quite a good idea, because people will have to bring it anyway with them in the future.
Yes. So provide them with a more variety of foods that aren't as smelly as instant noodles.
I don't think instant noodles are smelly.
Well,
tasty.
It smells, you know, for a long time afterwards.
I suspect it's kind of like when you two are traveling together. Kind of like. I'm just imagining this whole thing. It didn't happen in reality, so nobody get too excited. And Luo Yu is having his instant noodles, and Doris is sitting close to him somewhere. And because Luo Yu is having the noodles, he doesn't think that it's atrocious a smell, but for the neighbor probably feels, ugh, strong smell, and I'm not eating anything, and it bothers me. And what bothers our dear WeChat listener Susie is not only the all that smell, but also smell from some people's feet. And
so it's a mixture of different flavors together.
Yeah.
Yes,
the smell of your feet.
And you're sealed in that compartment, and that smell doesn't go away. So I think we've kind of reached a conclusion here. The most urgently needed thing here is ventilation. Ventilation in these.
Yeah, what if some people are farting and you have to.
I'm not traveling with you in the future.
No, come and join me next time.
For some reason, I think our studio is smelling very funny right now. Very funny. And I love the piece of advice that one of you gave, that is, bring your own mug on the railway train so you can get some hot water. And one of our WeChat listeners just simply said, bring your own wok, bring your own pot, bring your own food.
Rice cooker.
And cook on the train.
That the train is your kitchen.
If there are sockets, enough sockets for you to use.
And that wonderful piece of advice is from Mr. Huang Hongchang on WeChat.